The Week in New Music, 2011 with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.
Richard Kingsmill with you on 2011 this evening, and I'm going to catch up right now with Adelita, lead singer from the acclaimed Australian band Magic Dirt, who need absolutely no introduction. Adelita has finally put out her solo debut effort. It's a self-titled release, and it's a wonderful record. She is singing so perfectly on this. She is one of the best singers in this country, and the microphone is just in love with her on this new album. It's very stripped back, and it's very raw at times. We're going to split this interview up into two halves. In the second half, you'll hear her talking about the late Dean Turner, bass player from Magic Dirt, who passed away in 2009. The record is dedicated to him, and he helped produce this record. But we'll get to that in a little while. Let's talk about the music on this new album with Adelita right now. When she came into Triple J recently, I wanted to find out from her whether she was as happy with it as I was. Was this exactly the record she wanted to make?
I do. I'm really happy with it. Yeah, it's exactly how I wanted it to sound.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So when you were kind of thinking about this solo release, you had something in the back of your mind about this is how it should sound?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And what were you thinking of? What were you comparing it to?
Well, you know, I just wanted a kind of, picturesque and painterly and sort of cinematic, sort of a widescreen, if you will, but in audio. So lots of reverb and lots of space. I guess I was thinking more about films rather than albums. I was thinking of Paris, Texas and stuff like that. So,
yeah. And, of course, Ry Cooder did the music for Paris, Texas, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
And he had all that sort of wonderful space which just went perfect with the visuals.
Yeah.
When you were writing this material then, or when you do write material, do you think a lot visually?
I guess I do. I think it's sort of abstract forms. You know, I just think of a feeling or I think of an expanse. I guess I think in sort of very stream of consciousness or very dreamlike sort of states.
Oh, how you stop me. With your mid-dark eyes, something has caught me. Between here and the
It's a real nighttime record.
Yeah, it is.
It's such a fantastic record, especially to have on in the car and you just drive around the streets of a city, and it's got such a wonderful atmosphere to it. Let me pinpoint one lyric and maybe we can kind of isolate where maybe the lyric for Hot Air came from, because one of the most powerful images on this record is kind of right towards the end of Hot Air. The floor is making patterns of where our bodies lay. Tomorrow's just an outline of how we spent today.
Mm.
What were you thinking of when you wrote that?
I was thinking visually. So I was thinking of, you know, when you make those snow angels and you make a pattern.
Do you know what I was thinking of?
What? What were you thinking?
You were thinking of something really beautiful. I was thinking of, you know, when they find a dead body on the street and and they do the outline.
Well, that's cool too. Like, I like that. That's what I mean is, like, I was thinking of also lovers, you know, when they lay, say, you know, something like they're laying on the grass or they're laying on their carpet at home, or, you know, the next day you wake up and there's evidence or the imprint or whatever. And so I guess it was just this kind of image I had of, you know, just that, like a memory.
I'm speaking to Adelita about her solo record. So none of these songs had ever appeared to be Magic Dirt songs for you when you were writing them?
Well, all the songs on the record were written specifically for the record within a three-year period. So I started around 2008, late 2008. But they're very much like the older songs that I still have stockpiled at home that I wrote. You know, I wrote over the years to bring into Magic Dirt. Those songs that got left behind that Magic Dirt couldn't do, or that were a bit kooky or a bit slower or whatever, that just got, you know, left, they're very similar to the songs I constructed for the album.
But none of them are on this record?
None of them are on the record, no.
And why didn't you include any of those on the record?
They were just written in a different time. I sort of feel like I've grown out of those particular songs. But I actually would like to document those songs and possibly bring them out as their own sort of archived little files, you know, just have them on maybe just a few volumes or something like that, you know, as their a separate thing, sort of like just four-track demos, like Pavement put out, you know, a couple of four-track vinyl, something
yeah.
different.
Okay. Yeah. Did you ever try with this material as well? Did you try to incorporate more musicians than you have?
I didn't actually. It just didn't work. I didn't have the time. I didn't feel like it. I just went with the flow, same as Magic Dirt. We always just went with the flow. So John was around, JP Shiloh and Amaya, they were just around and we were friends, and John asked me to play on his record, so I asked him to play on my record, and it just felt very natural and it all just flowed. But I didn't ever try to bring a band in. Didn't really cross my mind.
I know just when to wait, yes, and I know just when to walk away. My aim is as far as a southbound iceberg, so you should believe everything that you heard.
Okay, time to get back to my recent conversation with Adelita from Magic Dirt about her newly released solo album. I mentioned before that the record was co-produced by the late Dean Turner. Dean Turner was the bass player from Magic Dirt, and very sadly, at the age of 37, he passed away in 2009 from cancer. The album is also dedicated to Dean Turner, so when I spoke to Adelita, I wanted to find out just how big a part of this album was he.
Oh, it's a huge part of it. He initially brought it up, you know, why don't you try these other songs, these sort of more solo songs, why don't you do a solo thing? And it made sense to me.
It did?
Absolutely.
A lot of people can shy away from that and go, solo thing, I'm not good enough for that.
Yeah, well, a few people in the industry, like you know, a couple of my peers or, you know, some record company people did bring it up. They said, when are you doing your solo thing? I was like, nah, didn't even cross my mind at the time.
Well, you were probably still too close to Magic Dirt and felt too protective of that, didn't you?
Absolutely. That's all we wanted to do. You know, we were having fun. It was great. You know, why would I do anything else, you know? And then a couple of years later, Dean was starting to get really ill and the band was kind of, you know, we're all getting very worried. But in amongst that, you know, Dean was forever, he just loved to work. And I guess, you know, he was my mentor and he was looking out for me in my career, and, you know, he wanted me to explore this other creative aspect and wanted to see if it would work out. You know, he really encouraged me to give it a go.
So, yeah. With the timeline, I'm just trying to figure out how much of this record was done, because you started in the studio, as far as I understand it, just before Dean passed away. So mm-hmm. it was like a month or two before he passed away, you were in the studio and he was in there mm-hmm. with you. Mm-hmm. Was all of the record done at that point?
I think it was all recorded before Dean passed away. Yeah. So it was 2009, like June, I think. I went in a little bit before June as well, and Dean came in for, I think, most of the sessions. But the mixing was done in December, so Dean passed away late August. So, yeah, I went back in December and then mixed it in blocks after December 2009.
It's still nice that he got to experience the magic of this record and be a part of the...
And he was there,
part of the process and
see
it through.
Yeah.
Obviously, his loss has been absolutely huge on a lot of people. Has it become any easier in 2 years? He passed away so young, which always makes the impact still hurt for many years afterwards. Mm. How are you feeling 2 years on?
Really, has it been 2 years? It feels like yesterday. It's so difficult to
deal coming up to 2 years.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
18 months.
Yeah, right. I feel like I'm just totally tripping on acid the whole time. Like I just think I'm still in a slight bit of shock or something. You know, I'm still reeling from it, you know.
Do you still feel like you hear his words a lot?
Yeah, absolutely. I do, especially during this record. I can imagine him going, you know, that's awesome. You know, that's great, Ad. You know, like just words of encouragement or, you know, being really proud of the record. Like I can imagine, yeah, I can hear him. It's good to have this record out. Like it was our kind of project together, and he's part of the record and he's sort of immortalised in the record for me. Like, the connection is there with the music, even though he's not here, but there's that connection there. So, you know, that feels really strong, and yeah, it makes me feel really connected to him, even though he's not here.
Yeah. So. It is, as I said to you before, it is a wonderful record. It's so powerful, and it's so great to hear you behind the microphone, just in your element. It absolutely sounds, you know, so much like you through and through. And it's really up close. As a listener, you really feel like you're getting it all, warts and all. So congratulations on this record. Let's go out with The Repairer.
Cool.
The Grim Repairer.
Yeah.
What's The Grim Repairer?
Well, it's a play on The Grim Reaper.
Yeah, I know.
Obviously, you know, and it was when Dean was really critically ill. I just got this really, like, when your hair stands on end and you just feel your whole body just prickle with fear. Like, I was like, oh my God, you know, Dean could die from this cancer. And it was the first time it really hit me. I think around that same time of that feeling, I was just thinking about when you pull out your headphone jack or something out of the input. And I was thinking about electricity and power and how when you pull the jack out, the sound stops, or when you turn off the PowerPoint, you've cut off the electricity. And humans are made up of electricity. And I just started thinking about the mechanics of the body and when it shuts down and when it dies. So, and then I thought of, you know, the Grim Reaper, and was thinking about death. And I know it all sounds dark, but I just felt like I had to acknowledge that, you know, death is this really powerful, constant companion, you know, that we all have. And it just, you know, it happened to Dean. And I just started thinking about the mechanics of it. And, you know, it's quite, you know, it's dark, but it's at the same time, it's intriguing, really.
All right, let's hear it in full right now. Adelita, good to talk to you. Congratulations once again.
Thanks, Richard.
This is the hand with no doubts. This is the diamond. Repairer, you are a fool.